Amen. So I'm going to read for us Luke chapter 10, and it's verses 38 to 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her." Amen. So at the beginning of this service, I asked you to consider roles within your family or among your friends and the expectations that they might have of you. And I told you that I was the big sister. Well, my mum is the hostess. She is the one in the family who hosts family dinners, parties, any kind of event that involves food and celebration. My mum is all about hospitality, and she puts so much thought, care and effort into serving others. You know, she really does. She puts her whole heart into it. And she gets this, I think, from my granddad. And I think I told you before about my granddad. He was Polish and his English wasn't very good. But he would make these huge, huge feasts, even just for me and my brother, these huge feasts to show us that he loved us. He just would always make food and was always serving. And my mum, she's the same. Because even whenever we have our family dinners and our family gatherings, we're like, "Mum, you've made far too much." But she'll be worried that she's not done enough. And through hospitality, preparing food and serving it to you, this is how she shows her love. And so I actually have a bit of an issue with this passage that I just read for us. You know, because I see my mum and actually so many people in Martha. And over the years, the story of Mary and Martha has been used by different people, you know, for their own agendas. You know, so it's been used to enroll Jesus on the side of those, you know, working for the emancipation of women from domestic roles, or by those who see domestic hospitality as a lesser form of discipleship or mission. And so I have issues with that, because, you know, someone has to be the host, don't they, or the hostess. Someone's got to do it. You know, if there's people looking to be fed and, you know, cared for and welcomed, you know, and somebody's got to do that job. But often in church, on hearing the story and then the teaching, you get the impression that Martha's not to be admired, but Mary is. Mary's the one that we've to admire. And often in paintings or in multimedia, you know, depictions, Martha is depicted as a wee plump, earthy woman, a housewife, while Mary, you know, is slender, beautiful, quiet, sitting, attentive. You know, you can imagine her just sitting there gazing at Jesus. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But these two women, they've become stereotypes. They've become a type. You know, we have the active life of the world versus the contemplative, spiritual life of prayer and quiet and study. And it's as if they're in competition with each other. And Susan Dunbar says, over the years, Mary has been portrayed as having a nun-like quality about her, of one who, you know, sat absorbed in single-minded attention at Jesus' feet, while Martha represented all those who could not live the Christian life with complete serenity and commitment because they had so many other things to think about. And this attitude that people had towards both these women do them both a disservice. In the passage, Jesus and the disciples, they've been journeying and they'll have been tired, you know, and I'm sure they're hungry, you know, from the journey, and they find hospitality at the home of Martha and also Mary. And perhaps they are named because they're, maybe because they are well-known disciples, you know, they're well-known throughout that early Christian community. And Jesus came to their home for hospitality. And they've came unexpected. So somebody has to prepare the meal and serve the meal, and that person is Martha. And if she's like my mum, or my granddad was, she will have prepared that meal with pure love. Maybe thinking, this is a surprise visit. What have we got in the cupboard? What have we actually got there? What can we give our Lord? How can I, you know, how I love our Lord, our teacher. I want this meal to be so special for him. I want him, you know, to be full up because he's got a journey ahead. Oh, she just wants to do her best, you know, in preparing and cooking this meal. And while she's cooking, while she's preparing, I'm sure actually she's listening out, you know, for what Jesus is saying, you know. And so I understand then why Martha is frustrated that her sister isn't helping her. You know, it's a big deal to have Jesus in their home to prepare a meal for him. And there are times when it is lovely to be able to sit and listen to Jesus just like Martha did. But sometimes it isn't always practical. Sometimes we are listening, but we're also working, we're also serving. Just think about the church, you know. I am able to contemplate spiritual matters, you know, to spend time in prayer and reflection because there are people working and serving to make church happen every Sunday and throughout the week. You know, God has blessed us with Jackie and the Kirk Session and everyone who serves, everyone who volunteers to serve to make our church happen. And food is such a wonderful way to get alongside people, you know, in their daily lives, just to get beside them, to get to know them, and then to be able to share that love of Jesus with them. Now, last week at the Kids Drop-In Holiday Club, the kids were so excited to have milkshakes that we had made for them, and also to sit and eat pizza together on the Friday, just to sit and relax and enjoy food and drink with each other. It brought them together. It brought them, you know, it helped them engage with us. Food brings people together. You know, it helps us relate to each other. And I used to volunteer at the City Mission, and it was so wonderful to get to know guests as we ate the food, as we prepared and shared it with our guests. Hospitality is so powerful for mission and to for us to be able to just share the transforming love of the Lord. Now, those who first heard this story of Martha and Mary, they would have understood that offering hospitality and serving Jesus at that time were the right thing to do, because that's what was culturally expected of them at that time. Now, I know it's not in the passage, but maybe Mary did need to give that focus to Jesus at that time. Maybe she needed that for herself, for her own spiritual development and growth, for her own faith. And maybe actually Martha didn't need it, or felt that she didn't need it at that time. Because in another story we hear about Martha in John's Gospel, her brother Lazarus has died. And it is Martha who's active once again. She's the one who goes out to meet Jesus when he finally arrives and tells him off for saying that if only he had gotten there earlier, Lazarus would have lived. And then, even before Lazarus is raised, she confesses her faith in Christ by saying, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God. So Martha is a bearer of the faith. You know, she's a pillar of the church. Her faith is strong. And because Martha loves Jesus so much, she knows who she is. And so that's why I think she has taken this role as hostess so seriously. And Jesus says, you're worried and you're troubled about many things. Only one thing is necessary. Now, he knows our heart, you know, and what he's meaning here is, like, I don't need a fuss, you know. I don't need you to prepare a big fancy meal. You know, only one thing is necessary. And then when he says Mary has chosen the better part and it's not going to be taken away from her, you know, that's just Jesus saying, you know, it's not a rebuke against Martha. I think instead it's an invitation. I'm not fussed, Martha. Just come and sit. Just be blessed. We only need a simple meal. Come and sit like your sister. But when you are the big sister, it can be difficult to lay down your responsibilities. Now, I realised that yesterday. Now, I feel I'm responsible for people. The big sister, the mum, the gran, the good daughter, the minister. And at our wee garden party yesterday, it actually took an awful lot for me to be happy to see people doing the dishes in the kitchen and the man's. I could hear my mum's voice in my head. My mum, the ever perfect hostess, Laura, you should be doing the dishes. You should be doing the dishes. But then I thought, no, in serving each other, we are showing love. People are showing that they love and care for me, for each other, by doing the dishes, by clearing up. You know, that's what church is. We love and we serve each other. And it was then that I realized that I like to show my love in serving others, but I'm not always ready or willing to allow others to serve me, to bless me with their care and attention. So I think this story about Martha and Mary shows us that there are times when we can be busy serving and blessing others, but there are also times when it is appropriate and it is right to sit and allow others to serve and bless us. There is room in every church for Martha and for Mary. And there is a time for us to serve and to be busy and to serve others, to make church happen, to be actively, you know, sharing the love of the Lord with those who need to hear it. And there are times when Jesus doesn't need anything from us other than to sit at his feet, listening to him, soothing our souls, taking us deeper into relationship with him, reflecting and praying. It's not either or, it's both together at the right time. And what we have to discern, friends, is this time a time for action for me, or is this a time of reflection for me to receive and be blessed? Am I in a place where I can serve and do, you know, and do things for others, or do I need to have this space right now just to be loved and cared for? And give yourself permission to do that. Susan Dunbar says that maybe we need to tell the story differently. As Mary sits at Jesus' feet listening to his teaching, she suddenly says, Jesus, my sister Martha is busying herself in practical things, Tell her to come and sit here with us so as that she can listen to you as I do. And Jesus says, leave her alone. She's doing what is best. It shall not be taken from her. Let us pray, friends.